This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For the past several years, musician Chris Staples has been on and off the road, working as a backup musician for acts like Telekinesis and Father John Misty. When he's not playing music, Chris Staples is making his living as a carpenter, which turned out to be quite helpful to his music career. His day job brought him in contact with Joss Rosenfeld, who is the co-founder of Seattle's renowned Barsuk Records. Barsuk signed Chris, then they released an album, his most recent, called American Soft. Chris Staples is in Durham to perform at the Hayti Heritage Center tonight at 7 o'clock, but first he joins us in the studio, play some songs from his latest album. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You've been a backup musician for a long, long time, you know, kind of 20 feet from stardom sort of thing.
Right.
Is that what it feels like to you? I mean, is that a career? Is that something that you could set out to do?
I don't know. I love playing shows, playing with people, and so sort of any chance I could get on the road and just see the country, I would just do it, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I know the roles of, you know, I've played in bands a lot, so I know how to be like a supportive musician or how to be, you know, play and be the lead or whatever. So, I'm kind of in a season of just promoting my solo work. So.
Well, you do solo work, and you do create your own stuff. American Soft is one of those. You believed in it. You launched a Kickstarter. Tell us the story about how. I mean, you're thinking, okay, I'm gonna make this record myself, but then you get signed to Barsuk. Tell us how that came about.
I did a Kickstarter, and I manufactured a record myself, the record, and put it out myself, and it was sort of a limited release, and then. I got a job. I was working in Seattle, and I was working on Joss Rosenfeld's, putting some screen doors on his house, actually. It was kind of weird, but he came out one day, and he was like, you know, I've been listening to your record for a year. I really like it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And it just sort of, things sort of developed from there. And
you actually played for some groups that were on his label, right?
Yeah. I played in Telekinesis, so they were managed by Barsuk. They have a management side of their company as well. So I was sort of familiar with the people who worked there and familiar with Josh. So
they knew your stuff. Would you do a song for us now?
Sure, yeah. This song is called Walking with a Stranger. But the summer finally came. Felt like walking with a stranger, didn't even know her name. Pretty soon I grew accustomed to her warm and sunny way. Pretty soon I would forget about those frigid winter days. If you'd just stay true, some good things are coming back to you. If you'd just stay true, some good things are coming back to you. And death crept in so quiet, didn't even make a sound. As far as I could see, were dead leaves laying on the ground. Pretty soon I'd grow cold and hollow, feeling in my heart. Pretty soon me and my sunny day would have to part. If you just stay true, some good things are coming back to you. If you just stay true, some good things are coming back to you. If you just stay true, some good things are coming back to you.
Chris Staples live on the State of Things. He's going to be at the Hayti Center in Durham tonight. He is with us on the State of Things today, performing songs from his new album, Walking with a Stranger. The album is called American Soft, which I guess you wrote back at your home. You were kind of all alone in Pensacola. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I wrote part of it in Seattle, and then I went back to Florida for a little while and had some chill time and kind of checked out for a little while and worked on music for about 6 months.
Were you what were the conditions? What conditions do you like best? I mean, are you sort of all by yourself, or do you need to be surrounded
by
people?
Yeah, I need a lot of downtime just to kind of relax, and it kind of takes a while for the music to flow for me. So I just need like a lot of like quietness, I guess. Yeah.
Flow from where? Where do some of the thoughts and the ideas for your songs come from?
Movies or conversations that I have with people, or just things that I'm thinking about. I have a iPhone and I just keep notes. Mm-hmm. Anytime I have a theme or some kind of idea, I'll just keep a note. And so that's a good way to remember stuff.
You'd write a song about an iPhone someday.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be great. Well, the music from the album, you're here live and you've got the kind of stripped down version with your guitar. We appreciate it when musicians do that. But I do want to give everybody a sense of what it sounds like, the album itself. So here's the song Black Tornado from your latest album. Chris, take a listen. Here we go, Black Tornado, and that is from the album American Soft by Chris Staples, who is here in our studio. He's going to perform tonight at the Hayti Heritage Center in Durham. We talked about you being a backup performer for some groups. You were also a lead singer for 238, and now you're doing solo work. Do you have a preference, or do you just kind of get tired of one, move on to the next?
Yeah. I like what I'm doing now, doing solo stuff. Like, I have some backing musicians who help me. And then I can play solo too. So,
you've got a song called "Dark Side of the Moon."
Yeah,
it's been done, Chris.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I've been told.
But actually, there's a story about that, right?
Yes, yeah. There's a I stumbled upon a message board that had a bunch of theories about what "Dark Side of the Moon," the Pink Floyd album, what it's about, and I guess it's kind of vague. So people construct all these visions of what it is, and I just read this thread for hours. So many different widely varied sort of ideas about what the album is, and so this song is just based off of an idea that someone had.
Will you do it for us?
Sure. It's called "Dark Side of the Moon."
Tell you a story, the only way that I can. I'm just replacing a man that came before me. And one day the world is gonna see another man replacing me. That's just the way it's gotta be. It's always been there. It on. I want to give and give till it's all gone. I want to know you while we have the time, cause that's all I got to leave behind. I want to love you, I want to pass it on. I want to give and give till it's all gone. I want to know you while we have the time, cause that's all I got to leave behind. On the dark side of the moon, on the dark side of the moon. And when you stumble, look the other way. And when you're riding high, oh Lord, when you're riding high, don't expect you to stay. I wanna love you, I wanna pass it on. I wanna give and give till it's all gone. I wanna know you while we have the time, cause that's all I got to leave behind. I wanna love you, I wanna pass it on. I wanna give and give till it's all gone. I wanna know you while we have the time, cause that's all I got to leave behind. On the dark side of the moon, on the dark side of the moon.
Pink Floyd, ladies and gentlemen, with a remix of Dark... Chris Staples, live on the State of Things with a song that was actually inspired by some conversation about the Pink Floyd album. Pink Floyd, much of an influence for you?
Not so much, but yeah. I do appreciate them.
Yeah, yeah. And Jerry Lee Lewis, well, now that we're at it?
Yeah, love the dude. He's awesome.
Well, you're here now. You're on tour. You know, and as you said, you kind of produced your own album. The music industry, of course, is changing. You know, what does it mean to you to be in a place like Seattle, come to a place like Durham? You know, there's places that are music centers. Does that matter anymore, Seattle, the Triangle, which is kind of a music center in some way?
I don't know. Austin. I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, I've definitely had that conversation very recently. Just, yeah, I mean, the world kind of lives online, so your locale is probably less important than it used to be. But there are a lot of people who are doing, you know, music business and stuff in these cities, so...
Yeah.
There is definitely an advantage to being there in Seattle.
Well, we are happy that you are here in Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and in North Carolina.
Thanks for having me.
And Chris is, we want to give our audience a chance to hear one more song from the album. So we're going to go out on Hold On to Something from Chris Staples' latest record, American Soft. But before I do, I want to say that Chris is from Seattle, Washington. He is going to perform at the Haytai Heritage Center tonight in Durham. And our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Alex Curley is our intern. Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, from the album American Soft, here is Chris Staples.
I told you everything that I could tell, but I guess I got a couple words that I have to take with me to heaven.